APD uses the Memphis model of crisis intervention, and it's taught to field officers interested in becoming certified. The method was first introduced as a law enforcement tool in the 1980s after Memphis police shot a suspect with behavioral health issues. Albuquerque police introduced it to cadets in 1997. A CIT officer was brought in on Sunday, March 16th, to talk to 38-year-old James Boyd, a common practice, according to Lieutenant Donovan Olvera, who heads the CIT unit.
Typically, when the officer arrives, he is the primary officer for that scene.
But police aren't saying whether that officer was present when the group opened fire on Boyd in the Sandia foothills. The goal of CIT, according to Lieutenant Olvera, is to use verbal judo, that is, establish rapport with the person. But Olvera says if the suspect threatens officers with, say, a knife...
He's being threatened towards officers. Officers are going to utilize safety. They're going to utilize cover when coming to contact. And using that cover, they're going to try to talk him down to putting the knife down.
APD Chief Gordon Eden has backpedaled after saying the shooting was justified. Mayor Richard Berry criticized that conclusion as premature. Berry has asked the U.S. Department of Justice to add the case to 35 others under review for possible excessive use of force. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.